This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Welcome. So, this Shabbos is Shabbos Bereishis. So we have some very exciting news. Baruch Hashem, the Sefer on Rav Meir was finally printed. Sorry for the delay, but because of the matzah, things were really heavily delayed in Eretz Yisrael. It's now available in Eretz Yisrael. And Be'ezus Hashem, it will be in America on Monday, you know, or that's what they're telling me. There's already a link set up for ordering, but it's not going to be distributed until the Svarim get a little closer. So, Baruch Hashem, that Sefer came to completion. We thank everyone who's involved in the publishing of it, Tizkel HaMitzvos, and the Zechus of the Torah and the Tana Rav Meir should be Oymei Lecha. Okay, so the exciting news is that for quite some time already, I've been working on the next Sefer, which is Sefer Bereishis. You know, based on our Shiurim. So if anybody would like to participate in that, that is now available. As well as if anybody wants to participate in sponsoring the Shiurim on Sefer Bereishis, the broadcasted Shiurim on Sefer Bereishis or on any of the Parshiyos, you know, please contact us. We want to thank Rav Gedalia Schwartz for sponsoring the Shiurim on Parshas Bereishis. And with that, we begin with sort of an opening to Sefer Bereishis in general. And I want to thank my good friend Reb Rafal Ansel for telling me about the Sefer. But now I realize that I've actually used it before without really knowing much about it. But let's start with the following hakdama. We all know about the importance of the five senses and how the senses are used and the senses are a phenomenon that are operated by five gateways of the body, namely the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the nose, and the skin. But it's of note that we have five senses, and Rabbeinu Bechaya in the Kana Kemach amazingly says that the observance or lack thereof of the Torah is dependent on the senses. And because the senses are so critical to the observance of the Torah, therefore, we have five books of the Torah corresponding to the five senses. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, "Ha'olamada tashchayiv adam l'shtamish b'chushav b'maseh ha-mitzvos." Person's obligated to utilize his senses in the while he does the mitzvos, and to bind them not to commit averos, to close one's eyes to the improper, to close one's ears to the improper, because the fulfillment of the whole Torah and the nullification of the whole Torah are dependent on the five senses. We have five senses, keneged chamishei chomshei Torah. So, Reb Chaim Falaji has a sefer called Chaim Techila. And the objective of the sefer is 101 ways to connect the end of the Torah, le'enei kol Yisrael, to the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis. Now, why did he write such a sefer? He writes as follows. This is amazing to me. I love this. He says that, you know, a Jew, it's so important for us to make use of our time and not to waste our time. And so generally a person says, okay, I have a morning, I won't waste my morning. But, you know, there are busy days of the year where you have errands to do. And you have a minute here, you have a minute there, and sometimes we don't take it and take advantage of that. So Rav Chaim Falaji says, you know, during the month of Tishrei, people are very busy, and their regular learning is sometimes curtailed. You got to buy Dalet Minim, you have to put up the sukkah, you have to get ready for Yom Tif. And often, all you have is a minute here, a minute there. So he said, I'm going to write a sefer, and I'm going to publish it in a very small size, so that people could take it with them and take advantage of the moments they have. But anyway, in his Hakdama, he quotes Rabbeinu Bechaye, And he says, Bereshis Chayim Sha'al, I'm going to ask in the beginning, why are there five books of the Torah? And he says, I saw in the writings of the Shulchan Arba, Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's connected to the five senses. Now, that's all Rabbeinu Bechaya says. And Rav Chaim Falaji says that I will tell you which sense every book of the Chumash corresponds to. And he says it is my opinion that Bereshis is keneged seeing. Because the words Bereshis could be read are Oisiois Shebaraisa. Did you see? Or something like that. Ah, well, if Bereshis is the book of seeing, that's 102nd way to connect the end of the Torah to the beginning. Because the Torah ends, Le'enei kol Yisrael, to the eyes of all Israel, and it hooks back to Bereshis, Shebarais, which is the book of seeing. And then he says, that's another pshat of hooking, it's called Na'at Sofa B'tchilah, so hooking the end of the Torah back to the beginning. So, Hashem Heyer Einai, God illuminated my eyes, because even though that's all Reb Chaim Falaji says about Bereshis being the book of seeing, but I started to study Bereshis a little bit, and literally I could not stop, because I noticed that the entire book of Bereshis is focused and almost obsessed with the faculty of seeing. Watch this. We're going to begin, and I believe there's an explanation for that. The Rashi we learned on Wednesday, Rashi says, why does it say Bereshis Bara Lekim, not Bereshis Bara Hashem? Because in the beginning, Hashem thought to create the world B'midas Hadin, and he saw the world could not exist. So he was Makdim Midas Harachamim L'midas Hadin. Now, the Shla explains that Rashi B'Kavana used the words, God saw the world could not exist. Why does it say God saw the world cannot exist? So the Shla HaKadosh says that this does not mean that God thought to create the world and he changed his mind, but rather in the world of the Shoresh of the world, the root of the world, which is Nistar, which is hidden, that's Midas Hadin. But as things are Mishtalshel and as things are Mispashet, they become Nigla, they become revealed. The revealed world, what you could see, is Midas HaRachmim. So the Shla says, the Teva, the word Ra'a, is a remez to the place that can be seen, which is the revealed world, which is Ma'aseh Bereishis. For Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem was Meshtatev Midas Hadin with Midas HaRachmim. That's what Rashi means. God saw the world could not exist. Seeing refers to the world of materialism. The Ma'aseh Bereishis is referred to a world that can be seen. So I believe the reason why Sefer Bereishis is the book of vision, of seeing, is because as the Shla is saying, seeing is a reference to that aspect of creation which has materialized and can be seen to the eyes of Basar Adam, and it's that world that requires me the Sarachamim. And Hashem Heir Einai, that if you go through Sefer Bereishis, you will see that every single parasha is almost obsessed with seeing. In instances where it could have used many other words, and the Rishonim are often bothered. Why does it say see? Why does it say see? Why does it say see? And what I would like to suggest is because Bereshis is the book of Re'ia. That is the sense which is designated to be discussed in Sefer Bereshis. Watch this. Every single thing God created, Vayar Elohim Kitayv. The light and the darkness, the gathering of the water, the sprouting of the fruits, the luminaries, the animals, the fish, and all of creation. Why does it have to say God saw it was good? Why can't it say God knew, He thought, He realized, He recognized? No, He saw. Why would that be the word to use? I don't think I would have used that word. I think we take it for granted. But why God saw it was good? Why not He recognized it was good? Furthermore, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Nachar says, you know what? Eat from it, because God knows on the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened. Really? That's what happens? I thought you get intellect and understanding. No, God knows when you eat it, your eyes will be opened. Next, the woman saw the tree was good to eat, and it was desirous of the eyes. What? You see the food is good to eat? The food, don't you have to taste it? What? Why does Torah use the expression, she saw that it was good to eat? And how about this? They ate from the Eitz Hadas, and their eyes were opened. Not their mind was open, their eyes were open. Furthermore, let's go to Noach. God saw the land, and it was corrupt. Why not? God judged, he analyzed, no, he saw. God says to Noach, you're the only one that I see is a tzaddik in this generation. What do you mean the only one I see? The only one I know. Then Noach comes out of the teva, and the first crime is committed. What does Cham do? Vayar Cham Avi Kenan. Cham inappropriately gazes. What does Shem and Aver do? The Erez and Loi Ro, they don't gaze. They build the Tower of Babel. What does God do? Vayered Hashem Lirois. God descends to see what they're doing. What's Sarah's name? Her name is not Sarah. Yiska. Why is she called Yiska? Everyone gazes at her. Avraham says to Sarah, I gotta watch out. The Mitzrayim are gonna see you. Sure enough, Avraham comes to Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim see her. Light raises his eyes and he looks at the plain of the Yarden. Light leaves Avraham. Hashem comes to Avraham. Hashem says to Avraham, raise up your eyes and see the land. God says, the whole land that you see. God tells Avraham, look up at the heavens. Hagar marries Avraham. She sees that she's pregnant. Now, I have a question. The only way to know you're pregnant is to see that you're pregnant. I think most women have ways of knowing they're pregnant without seeing it. By the way, Hagar's thrown out. What does she call the place that she went? Vatikur Shem Hashem Adovrela Ata Kel Roi, God who sees. Ki Amra Hagam Haloim Ra'isi Achare Roi. Did I see over here after I've already seen? I mean, what is going on in this part, in this Chumash? Now watch this. The beginning of Vayera. Now Vayera is the parsha of seeing. God appeared. Watch this. Vayisa ena vayar. Avram lifts up his eyes and he sees. Vinei Zorja Nashim Samam, the three men. Vayar, and he sees. I mean, you know, you have to be, you know, almost sleeping not to be hit over the head with the fact that Sefer Bereishis cannot stop talking about vision. I mean, Hagar calls the place Roi Hagam Haloim Roi Sechrer, and Rashi's bothered. Mahu Vayar Vayar Shnei Pa'amim. And I would just add, in the context of this Sefer, we understand that this is the Sefer of vision. So Rashi says the first one is Pashupshat, and the second one is Havana, understanding. Okay. Now God wants to find out what's going on in Sodom. God says, I'm going to descend and see. Marv Raboisai, they gather around Lot's house. How does God punish the men who surround the house of Light? Oh, they turn blind. Oh, what a surprise. They could become deaf. They could become mute. They could lose any faculty. No, they become blind. So God tells Light and his wife, get out of here. So the Malachim tell Light's wife, don't turn around and look. What does she do? She looks. Interesting. Perek Chaf, Pasuk, and it's starting to get very late at night now, because I didn't think it was going to be so prominent in Bereishis. Perek Chaf Pasuk Tezayin. Ulasara Omar. So Avimelech says, I'm going to give you money. This way it will be, it will cover up your shame. But look what he says. Hine hulach kisus einayim. It's going to cover your eyes. I mean, what kind of expression is that? Furthermore, Sarah saw Yishmael was matzachek. Hashem tells to Sarah, Avram, it shouldn't be bad in your eyes. It shouldn't be bad. So I told this whole Torah over to my wife last night. It was quite late. And my wife said, you missed the biggest one in Sefer Bereishis. Aren't you into Remeir? And you know, lost objects? So Hagar was in the wilderness and she had nothing to drink. So what does the pasuk say? There was no water there. Vayifkach Elokim Eseinah. God opened up her eyes and boom, there's a well of water. It wasn't there. She didn't see it. Her eyes were closed. God opens her eyes. Avram's looking for Hara Maria on the third day. Vayis Avram Eseinah Vayar. Yitzchak says, where are we going? Avram could say, God will tell us. Avram could have said, Vayemer Avram, Hashem will let us know. Elokim yira Elohas, God will show us. Vayis Avram Eseina Vayar. He saw the place from far. What does Avram call Hara Maria? Hashem Yireh. Behar Hashem Yireh. It's the mountain of appearance. And you're going to say, okay, I get the point. No, I'm nowhere near finished. Marv Rabbi said, what happens at the Akedah to the eyes of Yitzchak? Yitzchak becomes blind at the Akedah. So you say, okay, Rabbi, what are you going to do in Chayei Sarah? The entire Parshas Chayei Sarah takes place. Where does it take place? By the water. What's the place of the water called? We would say a well. No, it's not. Ein Hamayim, the eyes of water. You ever realize that? What's the description of Rivka? Toivas Mare, of pleasant appearance. Lavan comes running, Kiroises Hanez, when he sees the ring. Yitzchak raises his eyes, and behold, the camels are coming. Vatisa Rivka Eseinah, Rivka raises her eyes and she sees Yitzchak. The whole Sefer, everyone's raising their eyes. You might as well call this Sefer Shebaros. Have you seen? Oh yeah, that's what it's called, Bereishis. Wow, that really connects to the end of Devarim, La'enei Kol Yisrael. Okay, Toldos. Same thing, Rivka's Toivas Mare. Looked in Chavav Chavches. Parak Chavav, Pasuk Chavches. Vayoimru. Yitzchak says to Avimelech and Ficha, why are you making a peace treaty with me? Oh, Roi Roinu. As if we haven't had the word Re'iyah enough times, they said, we have seen, we have seen. And a little while later, what happens to Yitzchak? Vatechena Einav Mera'ais. He becomes blind. The whole Sefer, people's eyes are opening, people's eyes are closing. Yitzchak becomes blind. The people in Sodom become blind. Adam and Rishon, their eyes are opening. Hagar, their eyes are opening. Yaakov has no energy. He can't lift up the stone. Oh, when he sees Rachel, he's energized. He can lift up the stone. By the way, Lavan, he's not using the faculty of seeing. When Lavan, it's interesting. Yaakov's in front of him. It says when Lavan heard about Yaakov. Lavan doesn't get it. He doesn't realize this is Sefer Bereishis, the book of seeing. What description do we have about Leah? Nothing. All we know is she has ugly eyes, or her eyes are tender, excuse me. Einei Leah Rakois, her eyes are tender, but Rachel is Yifas Tovas Mara. But about Leah, the commentary was on seemingly the unappealing nature of her eyes. I shouldn't use the word ugly, even though that seems to be the contrast of Rachel and Leah. what happens to Leah? God doesn't know that she is Sanua. Vayar Hashem Kisnua. Now watch this. Rabbeinu Bechai has an interesting question. Rabbeinu Bechai says, you know, in Kol HaTorah Kula, the faculty of listening comes before speech. For example, Cheresh o Iver. And Rabbeinu Bechai says that actually the faculty of listening, of hearing, is more subtle than seeing. So Rabbeinu Bechai is bothered by a question. Why did Leah Imenu first call her son Reuven seeing and then Shimon hearing? That's the opposite of everywhere else in the Torah. So I would say, you know why? Because this is the book of Bereishis, and the book of Bereishis, Re'iyah is dominant, Re'iyah is primary. Okay, then Leah sees, she stopped giving birth. So you would think, okay, Yaakov Avinu takes those sticks and he peels them and he puts them before the eyes of the sheep. Yaakov sees the face of love and that it's not the same that it would be. Lavan says, I raised my eyes and I saw in a vision. When Yaakov saw the Machane, he said, Machane Lekimzeh. Now, Yaakov sends word to Esav to give him gifts. The pasuk says, "V'achrei chein ere upon him." Then I'll see his face. The angel of Esav, "Vayar ki lo yachlo." He saw that he couldn't stop him. "Va'yisai Yaakov einav." He raises his eyes. Marvra Rabbi said, "Do you remember? First, Bilhah and then her children, and then Zilpah and her children, and Leah and her children, but not Rachel and then Yosef, Yosef and then Rachel." Why? Yosef said, "Rachel is beautiful. Maybe Esav will look at her. I'm going to stand and protect my mother from being looked at by Esav." That's why Yosef was zoche to the bracha of Alei Ayin. Dina goes out. Lirois Bivnai Saaretz. You know, why is Dina going out? She's going out. She wants to buy things. She wants to know. She wants to enjoy. She wants to know. She wants to see. And what happens to her? She doesn't say she's a Vayaroi Sashchem. Shchem sees her. Now, let's see about Yosef. Now we're in Parshas Vayeshev. The brothers didn't hear, they didn't know that God, that Yaakov loved Yosef. Vayiru echav ki Yosef. Now Yaakov sends Yosef to see where the brothers are. Vayiru Yosef, they saw him from far. Yehuda goes down and they see him. What's Yehuda's interaction with Tamar? Vayireha Yehuda. Yehuda sees her. Yosef is very successful. They don't know he's successful. They don't hear he's successful. By Yara Adonim, they see he's successful. Why does Eishes Potiphar want Yosef? She raises her eyes. The Sar Ha'ofim, why is Yosef hired? It doesn't say he heard a good report about Yosef. He saw that he interpreted well. What do you mean he saw? He understood, he heard. No, this is Bereishis. This is the book of vision. Now, Paro has a dream. Va'era b'chalomi. Now watch this, Rabbi Yisai. This is another unbelievable thing. Vayar Yaakov ki yesh shever b'Mitzrayim. Yaakov saw there was produce in Mitzrayim. Rashi's about, what do you mean he saw? He didn't see. He heard. M'meheichon ra v'haloi loy ra ela shama. No. Rashi is bothered by Akasha. It should say Shama. No, we understand.
For this year, 553 for 35.
We ask everyone to please mute. But Rashi is bothered. Why does it say to listen? It should say to. Why does it say to see? It should say he heard. So we would say in the context of Bereishis, the sense that is employed, even when it doesn't seem to be the most accurate sense to refer to, is vision. Yosef sees the brothers and he recognizes them. Yosef sees Binyamin. He raises his eyes, he sees Binyamin. Now, Vayigash. They tell Yosef, when Yaakov sees that the Nar is not there, he's going to die. okay, Yosef reveals himself. He says, your eyes see and the eyes of Binyamin. Everything you saw. Yosef says, Einechem al tachos al kleichem. Don't pity your belongings. But he should say, al tachos al kleichem. Why? The Einechem al tachos al kleichem. Isn't that odd? The Einechem al tachos. Why would he say, don't allow your eyes to take pity on your belongings? You say, don't take pity on your belongings. Say, al tachos al kleichem. What revived Yaakov? The same way when he saw Rachel, he was revived. When he saw the wagons. When he saw the wagons. And Yaakov's spirit was revived. So Yaakov says, I'm going to go not and hug him, not and kiss him, not and speak to him. I'm going to go and see him. So God appears to Yisrael in a vision. What does Yaakov say? I could die now, now that I not hugged you, kissed you, embraced you, heard from you, now that I saw you. Parshas Vayechi is Susuma, it's sealed up. Why? Because when Yaakov Avinu died, the eyes of Klal Yisrael were sealed up. Wow. Yitzchak's eyes, people of Sodom, eyes of Klal Yisrael. Hagar's eyes are opened. Adam Arishan's eyes are opened. Yisrael sees the Bnei Yosef. The Einei Yisrael Kavdu. And even Yaakov Avinu's eyes are closed. What does Yaakov say to Yosef? Ra'oi panech aloi filolti. I never would have thought that I would have seen your children. And vehine hero isilikim gaza, and now God even shows me your children. So vayar Yosef aretz vayiru ache Yosef, and then I think very fittingly Sefer Bereishis ends off vayar Yosef leEfrayim bnei Shileshim. The ultimate re'iyah, the ultimate vision, is to see grandchildren, banim uvnei banim. So, Marv Raboisai, I don't think it's coincidental that the book of Bereishis is the book of Re'iyah. I believe it's because this is the book of creation. And Rashi refers to creation as Ra She'en Oila Meskayim. Ra refers to Maisa Bereishis. And since this is Sefer Yetzirah and Sefer Maisa Bereishis, this is the book that corresponds to the sense of Re'iyah, which reflects Maisa Bereishis. And even in the Maaseh Bereishis itself, it says, Vayara Lekim, Vayara Lekim, Vayara Lekim, Ra Sheinu Meskayim. Okay, to me this was quite remarkable. And this is
this is a very eye-opening shiur.
Yeah, good one. I like that one.
By the way, I did a gematria. I don't know how the relevance, but if you take the gematria of Vayar and you subtract Ayin, you get 87, which is one more than Elohim.
Matri
is a plus or minus one.
Okay, look, Vayar is 217, and Hashem's full name is 216. Okay, Marv Raboisai, that's the first Chumash here for today, but don't go anywhere, because we have a little bit more to go. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.